James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, get ready for a great show. Why? Because Wanda cracked me up right beforehand and put me in the right mood. We've got a great show for you today. We've got an old and dear friend. My friend Melissa Rubin is one of the leading brokers at Compass Real Estate here in Miami. Melissa, say hello. We'll turn the thing over here.
Everybody, so excited to be here.
All right, and we're going to talk about technology, transportation, and their impact on the market. But we've got Bruce Turkel holding. Let's get Bruce on the line. Bruce, are you out there?
Yes, I am right here.
Hey, man, I traveled to Chicago back and forth, and I read your book. My goodness, what a fabulous read. And it's all about them. It seems like it's all about me.
Then it did what it's supposed to do. All about them is all about you, Jim.
Oh, I love you, Bruce. I really do. But tell me, what went into putting that book together?
Well, you know, it's kind of like when Whistler was asked what goes into making a painting. It's not the ingredients. It was the 50 years that he learned to paint, right? So it's what I've been doing for the last 30 years. But it was actually 2 years of sitting down at my computer and trying to put my thoughts on paper so that I could get the idea across and people would get it. That's what it was all about.
Well, I really got it. I think people get it. I'm ordering the books. I was going to give them out for the holidays. I'm not going to wait because people shouldn't wait the 3 months to get the advice. I went to this big family office conference. The bottom line at the conference was that it was all about the families and all about them. And I was holding up the book and they were reading it while I was sitting there. So you're the man, Bruce.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, people don't realize, I mean, you say all about them and people go, oh, yeah, I get that. It's kind of like a bumper sticker, right? The best books. Really, the best concepts are bumper stickers. But then really what I want is for people to not only understand why, but understand how. Look, here's how you do it. There are clear, proven techniques that you can use, and they make your business and your life better.
It's unbelievable. I recommend the book to everybody. Bruce, how do they get the book?
It's very easy. Go anywhere you like to buy books. What do they say? Anywhere books are sold in Miami, go to Books and Books. Go into a Barnes & Noble, you can go on to Amazon, you can buy it on Apple, you can get it on Kindle, any way you want. The title is All About Them. It's a
all
red
about
cover.
Them. You're the best.
Letters, all about them.
I love you, Bruce. I can't wait to get you back in studio. Melissa says hi, Wanda says hi, I say hi, I also say bye. Bruce, it's all about you when you come on the show, and that's why we love you.
I love you guys. You and Wanda are the greatest. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Have a great
show, man.
You got it. I'll see you soon. Bruce Turkel, the man, the myth, and the legend, will be right back with information you can use to make your life better today, right now, with my good friend, Melissa Rubin of Compass Real Estate. Wanda, take it away. We're back on the air, and hey, you know what? You know, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, where they pick up your car, bring it back to you. It's awesome. And you get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Juanita, it's yours.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, where do you go when you need a bank loan, but your traditional bank is going to say no, or your situation's not going to allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan if you got a story to tell? If your loan just doesn't fit in the standard box, what are you going to do? You know by now, you're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Again, I'll hold it up in reverse for everybody on Facebook. 305-773-6300. You know, we bank non-resident foreign aliens. We've got the best non-resident foreign alien program in town. Argentinian, Venezuelan, Russian, Colombian, Brazilian, Canadian. Heck, even Americans will finance. Of course, you may have a short sale in there and you may think you're financeable, but maybe you're not. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you've got a real estate issue that can be solved with creative capital, then you need to give me a call, because I'm with one of the oldest private lenders in the state of Florida. We'll do a bridge loan, a private loan, $10 million or up. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because like Bruce said, when you call me, it's all about you.
Attention, fish fans. The final weekend series of the year has come. The Braves are coming to town for four games starting Thursday, September 22nd through Sunday, September 25th. Take yourself out to the ballpark one last time and enjoy the final Fireworks Friday, the final All-Star Bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, and the final Diamond Dash of the season on Sunday Fun Day. Join the action and cheer for your Marlins as they host the Braves for one last homestand before the season is up. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit marlins.com/tickets.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I've been talking to the Facebook thing. Wanda, I didn't realize I was a live mic at that point because I was looking in the wrong direction.
I thought I'd include everyone else in that conversation.
That's okay. I don't mind. The best part of the
show
is...
the front of the class, Jim.
Thank you so much. Well, listen, now we're going to have Melissa Rubin on. Melissa's a top salesperson, broker associate over at Compass Real Estate. We're going to talk a little about what Compass is. We're going to talk about Melissa's vision of the future here in Miami. We may even get her opinion on where the market's headed. But the one thing I know is Melissa's been a thought leader for years down here in South Florida. Welcome to the show, Melissa Rubin.
Thank you, Jim. I'm so happy to be here. This is actually my first time on radio, and it's super fun, and I'm happy to do it with you.
Oh, very cool. It's great to have you. It's going to be super fun. If it's not, I wouldn't have the show for 387 episodes in I don't know how many years. But it's great to have you on. I know we've been wanting to get you together on the show. Tell me a little bit about Compass. Compass is new to the scene in Miami. I went to the website. It looks like it's got a young and vivacious staff up in New York and in other markets. And I know I've met a lot of the team down here, and they're just terrific thought leaders. You, Madeline, the rest of your team, high five to you all. But tell me, what's the story about Compass?
Compass is like the Silicon Valley of real estate. It's one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. I happened to see a friend in New York when I was there visiting who had just joined Compass. And just going into their office and seeing a whole floor of people doing technology. It was like astonishing. And it wasn't just about real estate. It was about collaboration. It was about getting everybody together for like one idea. And it was just so amazing. So when I met with Beth here in Miami, it just seemed like the perfect fit for me. And especially with what's going on in the world right now. I mean, we are just breaking every known fact known to mankind as far as how we live. And Compass really exemplifies how we take all of those not status quo situations and move forward. So I triple love it.
Oh, that sounds great. You know, and it's, and the thing that I think that was the most important is the human environment that you described, because it is, real estate is collaborative. You do project the energy of your office. And I think it's really important to have a collaborative group with a lot of positive energy.
You know, it's so true. And the best part is because we are so tech savvy and so tech driven, but yet we still have that human touch. And I think in general in our lives, we're missing that human touch because of all the technology. And they combine it so well and encourage us to be collaborative and encourage us to like just speak the world about that collaboration.
Give me a little human touch.
Okay.
There
I love
you go.
It.
All right. We got started with some good human touch there. Now, tell me a little bit about, you've been in town for a while. How long have you been in Miami? When did you move to Miami?
I moved here in 1997, actually. I was in the fashion business. I came here to do a startup.
You're so glamorous. I'm wondering all about
yes.
that. I love your hair, by the way. Great new hair. It is.
Thank you very much.
Her hair is brand new. It's fabulous.
Thank you.
I really like that.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
That's what's important. It doesn't matter about me. It matters. Remember, it's all about you. Now, so you came to Miami. You've seen a couple of changes. What's the biggest change that you've observed since you came to Miami?
The skyline, the restaurant scene, which is just phenomenal right now. The arts and cultures was, when it came here in 97, was really not as existent. It was existent, but just under the surface.
We could say it was a little redneck town when you moved here.
Not so much. Yeah, maybe a little bit. But
I grew up here. I'll say it. It was. There was no culture. The culture was going to the Dolphin games. Then we got the Marlins in the Heat. And so now we've got the Perez Art Museum. We've got the children's art stuff. We've got all kinds of great things. The great museums, even more museums are coming out here.
And no, it's great. I actually live in the Arts and Entertainment District, so I watched the Perez Museum go up. I'm looking at the Philip Frost Museum going up right now. We walked to the park with our dogs, and it's just what was and what they said was going to happen is actually happening, and we can walk everywhere now.
Well, the neighborhood you described used to be named after a shopping center. So I think that we're coming a little bit farther ahead in our lives. That was the Omni is what that area used to be called. And I think it's really a much better idea to have it as the arts and entertainment. We've got a lot of great investors that have taken positions there, and they're doing some really interesting things. One of the things that we talked about prior to the show in the green room was the impact that transportation was going to have on the different neighborhoods, and the desirability would be impacted, and that the neighborhoods might have to transform themselves. What are some of your thoughts on that?
It's so interesting because when I started in real estate in 2002, everything was about the parking spot and making sure that not only there was street parking, but there was parking within the buildings. And when 4 or 5 years ago, when the developers started creating buildings that had no parking, then they were encouraging like that more urban situation where we would take Uber and we would rent bikes and we would have cars to go.
Have the underline.
Oh my God, the underline is unbelievable. And what's great about the underline, I think too, is that it's going to attract young talent. And I think that's what we're missing in Miami. When I look at my friends that are employers in New York, all of the kids want to be there because of the underline, because of the green space, because they can live outside. And the younger generation, the millennials, really want like life balance.
What do you mean just the millennials? So do I. I think everybody in today's world wants a life balance. They want to live in a fully diversified, vertically integrated community where they don't need a car, or if they do need a car, they can use the ride sharing. And I think that we're seeing that evolve in some of Miami's close-in neighborhoods.
100%. And it's really, we're breaking the tradition. And I think to be part of that, anytime to be revolutionary rather than evolutionary is like a phenomenal experience. I think anybody living in Miami right now is experiencing that with all the transportation that is here right now and coming, and the light trains and the train from Orlando to here. I mean, it's just going to make it a much different city and a much more vibrant city than we are today.
Now, what do you think the impact on real estate values? And since you do a lot of residential, let's kind of talk about residential a little bit. What do you think the impact is going to be with all of these improvements to our marketplace as far as the value of the condos, in-town homes. What do you think is going to happen with all that?
It's interesting because statistically, oh, I should speak English better, statistically.
It's okay, you're from Canada. We'll let it slide.
I know.
Eh?
Statistically, it's been proven that people will pay more to be in neighborhoods where they can use public transportation. So I think for us, as we're growing, it's only going to increase our values as our public transportation by neighborhood, connecting everybody, grows.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think that when I sell a lot of urban land to the developers, and we'll use Biscayne Boulevard north of downtown as an example. I think that if you're at one end or the other of Biscayne Boulevard vis-a-vis 195 or the 112 and 195? No, 195.
And 395.
And 390. Yeah, I always get my numbers mixed up. If I don't use the names, I'm not. But if, I think that if you're close to one of those ends, I think you're going to have good value. I think that if you're in the middle, you're going to have a tough time getting out of the neighborhood quickly. You may even have to exit through by Jackson Memorial Hospital sometimes to go west.
But if we have the trains, yes. Then you just, and it's so easy. I mean, for me, I have the Metro Mover right outside my door. So I can just walk, and if I want to be in Brickell, I don't drive anymore. I get on the Metro Mover because it will take me 10 minutes instead of 30 minutes with the traffic.
Do you take that to do food shopping?
Do I take it to food shopping? I have, depending on how big or low, but I'll take an Uber if I don't feel like driving, and I'll go food shopping, and then I'll take an Uber back.
So how much is Uber to go food shopping?
$2.
Oh, my God, who wouldn't do that?
Right?
Why would you own a car?
I know, and that's the interesting thing. And what's going to happen, you know, I grew up where all we wanted was a car, and I grew up with records and,
vinyl records.
I know.
LPs.
I know.
I just wanted to be specific here. Wanda's cracking up because you're still waiting to get into my treasure trove of LPs in my storage unit, aren't you? Yeah, you don't care. It's all my kind of music. Yeah.
And my nieces, they never even saw a record except for, like, what my sister might show them that she collected when she was younger. So we look
They're making a comeback. Don't feel bad. They're making a comeback.
Maybe so.
All the millennials like to live in the past. You know, it's like a flashback thing for them.
But you know, it's when you read about the driverless cars and what's going to happen and all the automobile manufacturers creating them, and we're going to become obsolete, and will the car eventually become obsolete?
No, we're not going to become obsolete. You see, because I'm like an Uber car. I got to put the thing on me, so I'm going to do this in the booth. I'm going to do it right. I'm like an Uber car because I got that laser beam on top of my head that just keeps on going and making sure I'm having the collisions. But see, I got the laser beam, so I have the right collisions. I have a laser beam, so I get the, oh, that guy I got to meet, that lady I got to meet, and I got the laser beam takes me right over.
No, but my point being, we no longer have to drive. It makes it easier for us because we can do other things while we're driving, while
while we're being transported.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
I got that wordsmith thing going today.
You're right.
So, you know, it's interesting because I really didn't know how important Uber was to me until I came in real late at night into Miami International Airport and I punched the button and there was no Ubers. I actually tweeted, how could Uber not have somebody at the Miami International Airport when I came home at 11 o'clock at night, and I got favored, I got retweeted. Boy, it was the most bang all over the place there. But it was, I couldn't believe it. And I had to take a cab, a regular cab, $15 more.
Yes.
$15, and it's only a $30 cut, $31.30. It was a $32 cab ride, including the tip. Uber was $17. I couldn't believe it.
It's pretty amazing.
It's disruptive. Listen, we got to go to a break. We'll be back. We're going to have some great conversation. I'm going to try to make Melissa laugh again. We'll see if I'm successful. I got a feeling I probably will. We'll also have some great information you can put to use today. We're going to talk about where Melissa sees condo values increasing the most. I'll give her a couple minutes to think about that. We'll be back after this. Remember, Melissa Rubin, condo lady, real estate lady. She's on the show. You're going to want to hear. Wanda, all yours.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. You get ready now, go cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
All right.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Sign of my name all over the place. We're doing the thing that you want to do. Honey, lay off them shoes. Don't you step on a blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off on my blue suede shoe.
Let's go, cat. Hey. Oh, I love love those riffs. Keep it rolling, Wanda. All right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. You got to watch us on Facebook Live. I got Melissa rocking here. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry. And now back to the King.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, before I keep going, I want to say high five to Mark, Lloyd, and Jeff and Lori, all watching live on Facebook, and you should watch too. Why? Because it's twice as much fun. Hey, you know, what are you going to do when a traditional bank says no to your loan request if your situation's never going to allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan if you need something that's just outside the box? Well, the answer is you're going to call me. You're going to do it. Here's it in reverse, 305-773-6300. I love doing that in reverse. 305-773-6300. If you got an issue with capital that you need for your home loan, a jumbo loan, hey, maybe you're a Russian, a Colombian, a Brazilian, a Canadian like Melissa is. Well, even if you're a borrower from the United States, maybe you just can't qualify for a home loan right now because you're just, your credit may not be perfect. Maybe you did a short sale. Maybe you're a non-resident foreign alien. We're the specialists. We'll help you if you need to get a condo loan in one of these new buildings. We'll help you. We know how to do it. So you give me a call, Jim Freed at 305-773, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember,
like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to give a high five to Karen, who just joined us on Facebook Live. You're going to want to watch this. This is just really some great stuff, if I do say so myself, and I do. Before we go any further, thank you, Melissa, for your, that was actually perfectly done. It's spontaneous. It's fabulous. So I want to remind everybody, I'm going to be broadcasting live next week from Greater Miami Jewish Federation, Sunset over Miami. It'll be like their 25th year. How do I know? Because I was chairman of the first one. It's going to be great. It's a great event. If you're in the real estate industry, you've got all the different service providers. It's a great place to meet new people, meet your old friends, and to really build your business. Join me at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, Sunset over Miami. If you want more information, give them a call at 305-576-4000. You go, Jim, how do you know that number by heart? Because I do. Now, we're back here with Melissa Rubin. Melissa is a top producer over at Compass Real Estate. They're a new brand, but Melissa's been in town for a little bit of time. She's one of the top producers, top thought leader in real estate. Welcome back to the show, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Melissa, we were talking a little bit about what What was I going to ask you?
You wanted to know where I thought the market was going, where there were the most opportunities, where we saw the most growth.
Why would I want to know that?
I don't know, because we're here. You never know.
Yeah, because you're the oracle. There's the oracle of Delphi or the oracle of Miami. Now tell me, what should people be looking for as far as values? Where are they going to be sticky? Where may there be some challenges?
It's interesting, because with every challenge, there's an opportunity.
Oh, I love this lady.
But it's true. The biggest challenges or things that everybody's talking about is the Brickell market, which the infrastructure is only getting better. And when we see all of these fantastic new buildings come out of pre-construction, it's going to create new opportunities for those buyers that want to buy in that market and for those sellers that don't want to keep their condos. And that, to me, is like a perfect time, or as I would say, a perfect proportunity.
Proportunity. Oh, my God. Trademark that.
It's in the process.
I figured as much. You know, you're getting all these likes and high fives on Facebook, man. We should have done this with your face. We'll do next time you're here, we'll do it with you. I got two of these. You know, we can do two at once.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, so you think that there's opportunities coming up.
Go ahead. No, I think there's actually opportunities across Miami-Dade and into Broward and Palm Beach. I think the question is, I'm looking at where the infrastructures are growing, what people are talking about in terms of those infrastructures, and how I can see those cities in 2 or 3 years from now. So, funny enough, as people are talking about Doral and Hialeah and areas that we might not have generally gone in the past, but to me, there's plenty of opportunity for people to buy and hold and potentially see a future growth.
I agree with you. And see, you're talking about transportation and infrastructure. In the old days, back when they used wooden ships and sails, they did it on the trade winds and where the rivers were. And so all the cities used to be popping up right there at the transportation hubs. And so I believe that that's what we're going to see. I've had Mike Fay on here. Mike calls it the theory of donuts. High five to you, Mike. What I call it is the theory of the vertically integrated city states. In other words, every neighborhood's going to have a movie theater. They're going to have three different food stores, so you don't have to go all over the place. You're going to be able to have a Staples or whatever to do your, and you're going to be able to have your office there, God willing, if, of course, unless your office is in your home.
100%. It's interesting, because when I came in 1997, we only talked about Miami Beach as the place to be. And now you look at so many cities and so much opportunity to go out if you're going out in the Design District and downtown Doral and Dadeland and the expansion of stores everywhere. And it's really amazing. We have like this whole global city of growth that we're all living in. And it's really phenomenal.
It's a place where people have come together. And, you know, when you do your reading and you think about where all of the trends are for intellectual capital, it all wants to gather in places that it already is and where it can be facilitated and to grow. And so as we create this ecology and infrastructure of community that's attractive to the international business person and the U.S.-based business person, people will come. Let's face it, I just got off the phone with a guy from Seattle who's moving here because he doesn't want to spend another winter up north. It's still the sunshine that sells the real estate here.
The sunshine, the beach, the incredible restaurants, it's everything. We're like this amazing global city. And from a real estate perspective, our prices are far less than many cities. You look at New York and Hong Kong and Toronto and San Francisco, and our real estate's like a bargain in comparison, and that's the best part. We're all growing together into this mature city.
See, here's the map that really counts. I'll show it to the people on Facebook. It doesn't look like anything.
It looks like breasts.
It's fabulous. I'll tell you what it means in a second. Here's the map, okay? The big X in the middle, that's Miami. What's the rest of the stuff? It's the continents. This is what that's right. It doesn't look like that because I'm really bad at oh, God, I guess it looks like a couple of tushies. But anyway, okay, well, that was pretty Freudian. But the point is that Miami sits in the crossroads of international trade. And as they open up the new Panama Canal, we're only going to see more trade coming through here. And the one thing that we're missing is a liquid natural gas plant to fire all the ships. But we'll talk about that with the people that do industrial. God, I know way too many arcane facts, don't I?
You absolutely do.
Wanda, do we go? Is it break time, Wanda? No? Okay. So, Melissa, tell me what your favorite submarket is. Which is your favorite place? We have 1 minute. Wanda, thank you. And then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back because I got Melissa here, and she's all fired up. When she's laughing and rocking, I'm ready to go. Where do you think is the best place right now? Which submarket has the best potential for growth?
I think there's a lot of opportunity still in Doral. It's an area that when I first moved here, I never went to. And now I'm finding just more and more clients want to be there, especially clients from South America, Venezuela, and many of the South American countries. They're looking at Doral. And Doral is like the best example, I think, of infrastructure and growth that I've seen in a long time.
Okay, we're going to come back in a second. Melissa's going to tell us, we're going to have one more segment because I know she's got to get out of here and go to an event because she's the star of the stage, screen, and events. But we're going to be right back with Melissa. We're going to ask her some more great stuff that you can use to build your business strategy for Miami real estate, or maybe you just want to buy a place. We'll ask Melissa what the best neighborhoods are in town to live in. We'll do that right after this short break. Wandita, it is yours. Time for me to talk again. I was too much grooving. You know, I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Where are you right now?
I was at the Sportatorium with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they were just amazing. It was just the greatest show. The show in the crowd was great because people were grooving and rocking and rolling. And I was still young and impressionable. I was like 16. I probably was one of the first times I ever drove. The Sportatorium. Oh, my God. The memories of the Sportatorium. But that's not why we're here. No, we're here. We're going to talk about Warren Henry. Warren Henry, that's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. They'll come pick up your car and do all kinds of great stuff for you. And a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always Warren Henry, Wanda.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Fabulous. That's right, Melissa. You're doing great. We're going to have more with Melissa Rubin after this. She's talking about transportation, technology, and its impact in Miami, and we're just having a great time. You know what else is great? It's great if you need a loan, because then you can call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum. We've got the best non-resident alien, whenever I say that, I think of like a green Martian kind of thing half the time. You know, we can, if you're an Argentinian, Venezuelan, Russian, Colombian, Brazilian, doesn't really matter. Like I said, Melissa's Canadian. We'll give her a loan. I guess you're a U.S. citizen now, aren't you?
Yes.
High five to you, but you still got that A accent there. Hey, even if you're a borrower from the United States, maybe you did a short sale, or maybe you got dynamic income or credit that's not perfect, I can help you. We're a private lender. We'll do a bridge loan up to $10 million. We'll give you cash out on your purchases. Again, we're one of the oldest private lenders in Florida, private equity lenders. We can do creative structures. So if you have a real estate capital issue and you need a creative solution, then you can give me a call. That's right. If you need a creative solution, I went away from the microphone there for a second. Give me a call at 305 773 305-600-6300. Since we got Jet fans that listen, I'll go slow. That number again is 305-773-6300. Because when you call me, it's all about you. Wanda, Mr. Q.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Heavy delays in Miami-Dade, 95 northbound, slow from downtown up past 151st. There is an accident northbound at 135th Opa-locka. All express lanes are closed at the moment in Broward. That's southbound between Hollandale Beach Boulevard and Ives Dairy Road. And we have an accident in Tamarack in both directions. That's the turnpike southbound and northbound at Commercial Boulevard. That's your South Florida traffic.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic. Weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got my all-star partner today, Melissa Rubin. She is a top producer over at Compass Real Estate. She's awesome. Compass is new to town. It's got a new platform. We'll talk to Melissa about why she's on that platform and what she sees about the future in Miami. And I want to remind everybody, next week we'll be live from the Greater Miami Jewish Federation Sunset over Miami. If you want to do business here in real estate in Miami, I suggest you go. It's a great way to build your network. You'll get at least 2 inches of business cards if you go and you're a little active. I can guarantee you, I'm going to get my 2 inches of business cards. If you want more information to talk to the people at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation about Sunset over Miami, it'll be like their 25th year. How do I know? Because I was the first chairman. You can give them a call at 305-576-4000. And 305-576-4000. We're back with Melissa Rubin. Hey, Melissa, how you doing? How's your first stint on the radio going?
I'm really liking it.
You're looking really laid back there.
Thank you. I think.
Yeah, you could say you think. I got all my friends joining. I got friends from all over the country that are watching you that want to learn about the real estate market here. So why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about it one more time? And we talked about it. I thought you had it great. You said that there was propertunities. So why don't you tell us what that means and what you see?
Well, propertunity really means exactly what it is. It's finding that perfect property that is an incredible propertunity, and it is trademarked. But I think there, for me,
can I use it as a hashtag?
Feel free.
I'm going to abuse it. My God, that's fabulous.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Like I said, you're a thought leader.
So there,
hold it. One more.
Okay. High five. Yay.
Okay, you're on.
I think that there are opportunities everywhere in the city, and it's a matter of looking for them and thinking long term and for the future. I don't think we're in a market right now where it's buy, flip, and sell. I think you're in a market where it's buy, hold, and build your portfolio for the future. And with that, I think there's lots of opportunities everywhere we choose to explore.
We talked about Doral. What's your favorite market for a person with a family?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I want to hear it. You like that? I like it. When you answer interesting, I'm going to sit back and listen.
I think it depends on the age of the children and the family, because schools are really important, and that's really where we start. And are we doing public schools or private schools? And Miami has some incredible public schools. So for me, when I'm working with families, I'm going to go to Pinecrest and Palmetto Bay. And we're going to find houses in those neighborhoods because they are A-rated schools. I'm going to look at Miami Beach also as another opportunity because they, too, have incredible public schools.
How about Evan Torture? You already know my opinion. That's where I grew up. Not Evan Torture. I grew up in NMB. I was a mighty Charger.
I know the high school is great. I think there are other areas, in my opinion, for public schools that might be a better opportunity.
Okay, well, they've got that great charter school there at the end, I
yes,
guess. But that's
good
like
point.
A lottery, right? Isn't
good
it
point.
A lottery?
It is a lottery.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty school, though.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And it's centrally located.
Heck with that. It's waterfront. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
Surrounded by amazing condo units.
Yes, it is, actually. Echo just opened across the street.
High five to the guy. It's Property Markets Group. Is that who that is? Echo?
PMG,
yeah. Those guys are doing a great job. Yes. They do a great job. Now, tell me a little bit. I don't want to pin you down on what's your favorite building, because that wouldn't be good. But why don't you give me a description of a building that you think would be attractive to one of your clients?
Right now, being in the heart, and a lot of our clients are very urban, and they want to live that life where they don't have cars. So some of the newer buildings in the Brickell location, City Center, Brickell Heights, SLS Lux, I think they're really interesting opportunities. And the existing buildings around them, we can certainly get better deals. But the key, I think, to me, is when those developers are closing out those buildings, is to snatch those units right up.
So then the time to buy is if you want a pre-sale is now. But I know, like, for instance, Brickell Heights, I don't even think they have too many more units. High five to you, Arden.
Very few. And that was an incredible deal.
What an execution.
Oh, my gosh. Phenomenal. But what a great building and what a great location to have Equinox and restaurants and multiple pools and very well priced.
Yeah, I did the one next door with AIG and Zom. That was me.
Okay.
The rental building.
So
they're
then
rental.
You know.
That's right. Of course
you
I know.
Know.
I'm just soliciting. I want my friends. I mean, you know, what Steve Owens and Swire did is just a game changer over there.
Oh, my gosh. I was just at the Ackerman offices the other day. And, I mean, it's just incredible to look out of their offices and see Brickell City Center and see this whole, like, neighborhood.
I have photos. I have photos. I call that, like, real estate pornography, the photos out of their
office.
It's amazing.
But have you been to East?
Yes, I was
upstairs.
I did the whole thing. I went upstairs. I took the photos. I got them all. I was a complete tourist. I think I was even up there when Steve Owens was up there.
But it's gorgeous.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Friends that I know that are in the hospitality business actually say they have to take their people from out of town that they do the hotel business with to that hotel so they can see the new standard of excellence that's been set in our market. High five to the people at Swire.
I love, love, love the elevators. Yeah. I don't know. They're just so
No, I have
cool.
a photo with me with the dots and everything.
Yes, it's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. I guess people that have a couple drinks and come down on that may have a little bit of an issue. But it's an amazing, I have a picture with me and the dots. It's abfab, as they say.
Oh, my goodness.
They say that. Now, Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? I want to keep us on our game here. Oh, we have plenty of time. She gives me this many fingers.
Okay.
That means we can talk a little bit more. So what do you think about the emerging neighborhoods? What are you hearing from your clients about, let's say, Wynwood?
I think Wynwood is amazing and like everything else for the arts, but it's now the first time that people are going to truly be living there. There's been some minor live work, but now condos are being developed there. And to me, that is so cool.
Yeah, high five to Tony and Related.
Right?
High five for their little micro units that they're going to build. It'll be affordable for the people that work there.
But that's amazing. And that's interesting because you talk about micro units and we've gone through, it's such a cycle, eh? Because we've gone through having the most gigantic units known to mankind and now having the micro units.
Well, we're still going to have gigantic units.
Yes, but we never had the micro units. And so now it caters to another clientele that it's a more of affordable price in a very cool neighborhood. I think it's a great opportunity to buy in Wynwood, those condos.
I think it's great. And the other thing is that as the people grow and they get a family, they'll be able to move out. I know people that are already positioning and building townhomes that'll be accommodating to the people that are moving into these in-town locations. They'll be in-town townhomes. They'll only have one car in the garage. It'll be enough because they're all located next to transit. So everything that you're talking about is already beginning to come true, you yes. little visionary, you. Wanda, let's take a break. We'll leave a little extra time for the next segment because I'm really loving this. The next segment, we'll talk a little bit about Melissa. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with Vivian Fried and her search for kidney transplant donor. We'll be right back after this with information you can use to make your life better and more interesting all the time. Wanda, let's get happy.
Clap along if you
much fun, but you can bring it on. Bring it on. I'm having a lot of fun here because I'm happy. You know why I'm happy? Because I'm a member of the Warren Henry family. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service to take you where you got to go, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything for anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry Wanda.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Attention Fish fans. The final weekend series of the year has come. The Braves are coming to town for four games starting Thursday, September 22nd through Sunday, September 25th. Take yourself out to the ballpark one last time and enjoy the final Fireworks Friday, the final All-Star Bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, and the final Diamond Dash of the season on Sunday Fun Day. Join the action and cheer for your Marlins as they host the Braves for one last homestand before the season is up. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit marlins.com/tickets.
I can't wait. I'm going. I got five games left. I'm going to three of them. I got Friday night. I'm going there with Mike Cooper. Saturday night, hopefully I'll get my wife out there for an inning or two. And then I got the final game on Wednesday where I have a conflict, but my conflict might just have to wait. Hey, you know, what do you do when your traditional bank says they can't help you with a loan if you're not going to qualify for Fannie or Freddie? If you got a story to tell and your scenario doesn't fit in the standard box by now, you know what you need to do. You need to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'll go slow for the Jets fans and repeat it a number of times in this read. But, you know, Spectrum, the group I've been with, they've been around for 25 years. Getting a home loan today is a craft. And Bob and Milvia, they know how to do it. I know how to bring them the deals and help them find them, and I'm learning the craft from them. So if you think it's easy for you to get a residential mortgage, you're wrong. Russian, Venezuelan, Colombian, Brazilian, English, it doesn't matter where you're from. If you're not if you're a non-resident foreign alien, I can help you buy that condo or home that you want. And if you think it's going to be easy, you're wrong. Ask your lawyer. So give me a call at 305-773. Melissa's cracking up. 305-773-6300. We're one of the oldest private equity lenders in Florida. We can give you a bridge loan. We can give you cash out. I'm in the process of helping a guy finish his loan in Little Havana, finish his rental building. So if you've got a capital need and it needs to be creative, give me a call. This one's for the Jets fans. Call me at 305-773-6300. For everybody else, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're here. We got our final segment. It's the fourth quarter, whatever you want to hear. Melissa, how do you think you're doing so far? Are you having a good time?
I'm having the best time. I can't wait to do it again.
That's why I want to hear it. I love that Canadian accent. And listen, Melissa's a top producer. She's with Compass Real Estate. They're a new brand in South Florida, but Melissa and her teammates have been around. High five to Madeline and the rest of your team. I just love them all. They're terrific. They're sending me deals. Why? Because when they send them to me, it's still all about them. Yeah. That's right. See, I love it. You got that. You got it. You got it. You got it. Well, you're a fast learner. So listen, I want to spend just a minute or two, and then I want to talk a little bit about Vivian. So let's recap. Why'd you join Compass, and what do they bring to the table for your clients?
They bring a wealth of knowledge of technology, and that technology means that the search for properties or the process of selling a property is going to be easier because of their proprietary technology. And for me, it's all about them.
You're the best. You're the best.
It's so true.
It is.
It's so true. And to be in an environment of young, dynamic thought leaders is so rare. And they are revolutionary, not evolutionary. And to be part of that, to me, is phenomenal.
Yeah, I saw the human capital on your website. It really did look to be exciting. And the people that I've met are really terrific. Yeah. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you, Melissa?
305-984-7706.
Go slow for the Jets fans.
305-984-7706.
Thanks for playing along. How about email?
MelissaJ@compass.com. And it's Melissa Jane. So we do MelissaJ@compass.com. And the best part, I think, about being in real estate right now is there is a opportunity for everybody at every price level in almost every neighborhood. And to be in that is just an amazing experience.
Hold on. Let's say it again. Propertunity, hashtag Propertunity. We're going to use hashtag Propertunity. Oh, we're going to abuse that. Hey, listen, Melissa, I want to really thank you for coming. And I know that we were talking earlier about what's been going on with Vivian. And I know a lot of people have been asking, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Vivian. As people know who are regular listeners to the show, my wife, Vivian Freed, suffers from end-stage renal disease. She hasn't made number one in like 11 or 12 months. It's really brutal. She's been on dialysis for like 30-something months. And if you want to learn more about her story, you can watch her when she was on Channel 10. You can go to WPLG.com and search for Vivian Freed, and it comes right up. My wife was victimized by body shape issues, by bulimia and anorexia. She's one of the bravest people I know. She tells that story. But more than that, she's brave because she's waiting for a kidney. And what does that really mean? What people don't realize, there's a couple of misconceptions out there. First, people only need one kidney to have a healthy life. One of our listeners, a young woman I know, reached out to me. She told me how she was born with one kidney. She has two kids she's had with only one kidney. She teaches Zumba. She works in the real estate business. She's an absolute, I got to just say the word, beast. And that woman only has one kidney. So it can be done. The second thing is everybody goes, well, what's your wife's blood type? Maybe I'm a match. You don't have to be a match. All you have to be is a willing, qualified kidney donor, and you'll be able to give that kidney, even if you're not a match for my wife. In fact, if you're not a match for my wife, it's even better, because then you get to help save two lives. Because your kidney goes up into the kidney universe, it finds a donor, it finds a recipient, that person's life is saved, and then the kidney universe sends a kidney down to my wife and helps save her life. And let's face it, my wife's purpose here on the earth was simply to bring love and happiness and kindness to everybody. She's one of the most gentle, beautiful people that I've ever met in my entire life. And I've dedicated my life to saving hers. And I hope you'll join me. If you want to get more information on how you can help Vivian, what you need to do is you send an email. You email r1125@renewal.org. If you want to help Vivian and you want to learn more about how to do it, you email r1125@renewal.org. And you go, well, what's that? Renewal is a group of rabbis in the New York area. They're helping us. I've identified 15. Wanda, you just got to give me the signal audio-wise, because I'm not going to listen. I'm going to listen for it. I've had 15 people so far offer to donate, but a lot of them don't pull. None of them have pulled all the way through. We had one woman who was a perfect match, but it didn't work for her for a variety of reasons. We had another woman that was a perfect match. It didn't work with her for a variety of reasons. I've had a lot of people that have asked to help. I've even had people from across the world offer to sell a kidney, and I'm not a buyer. That's just not something I'm going to do. Unless I really have to, and then I would take my wife to a foreign country where it's legal and they had U.S. quality surgery, and then I would consider it. But I'm not going to put my wife's life at risk. So what we're doing is we're going to register her at a variety of hospitals. We'll try to get her up the list as fast as we can. But she's an amazing person. So if you want to help, all you got to do is email r1125@renewal.org. Why? Because that is an email that's indexed to my wife. It's private. I never find out. Nobody does. So if you back out or you're not interested in the end, it's okay. But please, if you're interested in learning more, email r1125@renewal.org or go to renewal.org, www.renewal.org. Learn what they're doing. I'm bringing my crusade to Florida. We're going to have an informative session. I'm bringing the rabbis down. They'll be here in the fall. We're having a party. I want to thank the people at Astor Group. They're going to throw a party for Vivian. It's going to be in a couple of weeks. I'll start broadcasting it. You'll see me pounding it on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and I'll broadcast it. I'll tell you where it's going to be. It's a couple of weeks away. It's going to be at the Astor Group Sales Center in Coral Gables. I want to thank them. They are all beautiful people. I'm hearing the music, so that's my audio cue. All right. I want to thank the people. I'll do it. I want to thank the people at the Astor Group for doing the party for Vivian. I want to thank Melissa Rubin for being on the show. I want to thank the CCIMs for being our sponsor, along with a whole bunch of people. There's the list. Hopefully I have time. CCIMs, oh, we are family. That's my... I love you. Okay, Kind Snacks, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Lawrence Kids of Miami Marlins, Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Tell your community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Magnum, thank you. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website, www.jimfreed. Hey, if you missed this week's show, it'll be up on that website. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 8:00 a.m. at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. We'll be broadcasting live from Sunset over Miami. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds the excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I know I will. Wanda, take it. Thank you. Thank you.
Presidential debate between rivals Hillary